Reading for June 19th, entitled, We Are One with the Church in Heaven. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. Every church member needs to feel the converting power of God upon heart and mind. Then spiritual development will be experienced. Christ has for every true believer grace sufficient to make him a son of God. Angels are working in behalf of God's people that Satan may not gain the victory over them. He who comes to the Lord in simple trust will learn how to uplift the Savior before men. Practical Christianity is the revealing in word and action of the will of God. At this period of time, a special work is to be done for the individual members of the church. With the Bible in your hands, you are to search the Scriptures with an earnest determination to know the words of Christ. Search the Scriptures, the Savior said, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John chapter 5, verse 39. The professing follower of Christ is to overcome every selfish trait of character. By well-doing, he is to form a correct pattern and testify in his life to the character of Christ and to God's unselfish love for the human race. In works of mercy and love and sympathy, by showing kindness on the right hand and on the left, he is to repeat the works of Christ. Christ came to the earth to give to men the pattern of the perfect character that all must obtain who would be welcomed to the future heavenly world. He found his pleasure in unwearied works for the good of men. His object in coming to our world was to leave an example of what the human character must become in order to be fitted for the society of heaven. The Holy Spirit leaves no member of the church to develop a character that is without comeliness. He claims for every man and woman the privilege of becoming a child of light, an influence for righteousness, an example of a Christ-like life. This is God's way of helping the church. Satan is working in every way to thwart the purpose of God, and God desires that his professing people shall make no mistakes, but that every move may be a right move. The head of the church on earth requires the members of the church to surrender their will to the will of God in willing obedience. God has united the agencies of the church on earth with the church in heaven. Taken from manuscript 141, dated June 19, 1907, entitled Words to Church Members.